Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
God.
Talk about today. You know, I was sitting here at my desk early this morning and I hear gunshots right out my window. It's like, that's close, because that was a semi-automatic. That's not like somebody out target practicing. The second time this week, a couple days ago, I walked out my front door and heard gunshots. And I live out in the country and it's bow season for the deer, right, for hunters right now, so they're not even allowed to be shooting guns, so I'm thinking, wow, they must have their little panties in knots, because I've been putting out stuff exposing the Talmud and Zionists. I'm gonna come out with more videos. This is getting fun. Because last time I took them on, which was about, last time I heard from them was about 10 years ago. On my website, I was putting up articles that I've put back up on the top of my site on what is Zionism, Jews against Zionism, the difference between Judaism and Zionism, the Talmud and the New World Order, Talmud tidbits, Judaism versus the Talmud, Judaism versus Zionism. And they had a complete fit. There was a group of Jews online, and they actually got PayPal to terminate my account at the time. And, you know, that went on for about 10, 15 years. And so they thought if they got PayPal to terminate my account that I wouldn't be able to take donations, and that I would just eventually just turn my website off and get rid of it. And, you know, I'm not in this for money, so it didn't make a difference to me. You lose, scumbags. So anyway, this week, you know, I've been sitting here forever waiting for Trump to stand up and do something, because he, you know, the media is run amok. They all badmouth him. They say whatever they want with no impunity, or with impunity, because they don't get in trouble at all. Senators stand up and call for his assassination. Antifa puts up protests and signs, and they say despicable things about the president of our country. You didn't see this back when Obama was president. Nobody liked him. You didn't get that kind of hate reaction. In fact, Jay Leno, who was the only one who got some fun out of everybody, liked Jay Leno, and he would mock Obama. He ended up getting fired. Obama had him fired from NBC. That's what that was about. Because Obama couldn't stand the fact he was making fun of him every night. Well, now we have Saturday Night Live and Jimmy Kimmel and all these late night losers that do nothing but berate the president. So I'm waiting for them to take a hike. I don't watch it. You just always hear about it. And that's a big reason I won't watch it, is because it's just garbage against the conservative right. When you attack President Trump, you're attacking Christians, you're attacking the conservative right, you're attacking every patriot in this country, because those are the ones who support Trump. And I like how they try to act like the election was stolen by Trump, because it's painfully obvious in all the polls that three-quarters of this country backs and supports Trump, not Hillary. I mean, if he had stole the election, the polls would be 90% in favor of the left. And that's not the way they're going. Look at the empty seats in the NFL. They're losing money. And it's going to be the backside. Now, this is why you get tired of Trump's paybacks, because they take so long. They take so long, because I think what we're finally starting to see, you know, you're seeing Hollywood crumble, and they've been going after him relentlessly, and it took the failure of the Las Vegas false flag to get the truth out about some of these men in Hollywood, because what they're doing is that false flag narrative in Las Vegas is failing so miserably that they needed to hurry up and get a new story out there as distraction. The one shooter theory, no one's buying it. Everyone's got videos and cell phone videos and footage and eyewitness testimonies. Multiple shooters involved, probably between 8 to 20. And all they're saying is there's a second one. They should take that one and run, because it was probably 8 to 20 involved. So they came out with Harvey Weinstein, however you say his name. And he's the epitome of what I've described on the show before, of these old, fat, gross men that children in Hollywood and young girls are forced to sleep with. He's the epitome of it. And there's many more just like him. He's just one studio. They're all like that. You know, there's not just Miramax, which is what he ran. You've got Lionsgate. You've got Columbia. You've got all of them. And they're all pedophiles. And you have to get past casting agents to get to the movie moguls. So it's a chain of command of people who are preying on kids and on young girls and young boys to even get on a set of a Hollywood show or a Hollywood movie. And it's been going on for a long time. So what's suspicious about this whole Weinstein thing is the fact that they're bringing it out now when there was proof back in 2013. The networks wouldn't touch it. It was first taken to NBC. They wouldn't touch it. ABC, CBS, Fox, CNN, they wouldn't touch the story about Weinstein. But now the New York Times was forced to run it. So they've had all of this in play for the past 4 years, waiting to bring it out. And now they bring it out. And notice all the MK Ultra Monarch pawns are coming out against him. Oh, he did. You know, nothing he's done that I've seen that they're saying is illegal. It's not illegal for a fat slob to come onto a 19-year-old girl. You know, or these 20-year-old somethings. It's not illegal what he's done. They're going to have to get deeper and get down into the kids. Maybe it's just the window dressing with these older women and the actresses they're bringing out. Because it's not illegal to be a scumbag, unfortunately. But they're all in a huff. And, hey, maybe it'll start the chain ruling. But you know what? They did the same thing to Bill Cosby. You know, Bill Cosby wanted to buy NBC. And then what happened? Boom. They brought all these girls out against him. And what did they try to do in Trump's campaign? Bring out girls against him. I mean, come on. Yeah, men are men. Men are pigs. Men have locker room talk. But show some evidence of something illegal. And talk isn't illegal. That's why it's called locker room talk. That's why it's called the boys' club. Because girls don't want to hear it. Anyway. So they did this to Bill Cosby. They did it to Trump. Now they're throwing Harvey Weinstein under the bus, but he's not anywhere near innocent of anything. He's one of these moguls that has probably has a long history of child pedophilia in Hollywood because, you know, the older women thing, they all go younger. So, waiting for the fallout on that. Another thing I wanted to mention was that with all this Vegas hype, because today I'm just going to talk about various things. This, you see the Luxor Hotel, and it's the pyramid, and you see the Sphinx in front of it, which was actually at one time a lion. They turned it into a Sphinx. And like I've said, those are God signs. You know, the signs in the land of Egypt, in Deuteronomy 19, he put those signs there. It was the Great Pyramid and the Sphinx, what we call the Sphinx. Those are God signs. And the occult kind of took them and tried to use them for their own symbols. But if you look at the Vegas layout, what's in front of the Sphinx? And this part is what really angers me. It's an obelisk. So you have the pyramid and the Sphinx in front of the obelisk. And what is the obelisk? It's Satan's penis. Because in the Zionism and Freemasonry, they worship Satan's penis, and the symbol is the obelisk. And that's the part that angers me. I don't know if anybody else caught that, but I did. That was it made me angry. Because if you look at the White House, too, when they have the swearing-in ceremony of the president coming in, he stands with his hand on the Bible taking the oath as president in front of, what's in the background? Satan's penis. Because he's pissing on all of them, folks, and he laughs about it. That's what the obelisk is. That's why they call it an obelisk, because they don't want to be so crude as to always have to refer to it as Satan's penis. So they call it an obelisk. And they have this huge penis in D.C. They've got one in the middle of the Vatican courtyard there, in the middle of the Vatican. And they have one in London. All three corporate entities, corporate cities, worshiping Satan's penis. And like I said, because he laughs, he's pissing on all of them. So that's one thing. And another thing I wanted to mention was that what I've been noticing in a lot of Trump's interviews, like there was a video of him and I think some towel heads. I think it was the leader of Afghanistan or something. He's in an interview with. He's with all these Arab people. And a lot of his interviews, besides the 666 thing he always throws up, he does the upside-down pyramid, the upside-down triangle. Now, if you notice a lot of these Freemasonry pawns in Hollywood, and they do the triangle sign with their hands, the Illuminati triangle. Trump does the reverse upside-down triangle, the same thing Bill Cosby did when he was being interviewed by one of the TV news mag shows when all that stuff was coming out about Cosby. And he sat there with his hands in upside-down triangle mode. And Trump does the same thing. And you know what? If you look under Freemasonry hand signs, that is code for distress. Distress. Distress code. So I don't know what they're distressed about, but that's what that upside-down reversed triangle means. It means distress. So, we're in the middle of this war, and I told you the war was coming between the Freemasons and the Zionists, and the Zionists were going to throw the Freemasons under the bus. And perhaps the Freemasons are trying to fight back and get back at the Jews by throwing Weinstein under the bus. I don't know, it's kind of like we just get to sit back and watch this one. Because it's nothing off our backs. If Hollywood's exposed, both sides are evil to us. And if one side's gone, then we only got to deal with the other one, the other group. Right now, we got to deal with two different groups. Because everybody hates the Christians. And Trump's working on repealing Obamacare piece by piece, which is good for most people because it's I don't even know anybody that signed up for that piece of garbage. But it bankrupted a lot of people that work and have to pay hundreds of dollars out of their checks a month that used to be free. And all of a sudden Obamacare comes, cheap Obamacare, and everybody has to pay $300 to $500 out of their checks a month. There was nothing free about it. There was nothing cheap about it. It's been draining the backs of Americans all over this country. But I haven't seen him peeling out the legislation that requires an implanted device, the RFID chip. I haven't heard of that one being taken out of there yet. So, Mr. Trump, if you want to keep your fan base, you need to get the stipulations for the implantable chip out of healthcare. That's where your huge fight is going to be. That is where you will lose your base. If you want to be a champion of the people, you need to fire Jared Kushner, get him off of your staff, and get rid of that implantable device requirement that's in the Obamacare. Now, if you repeal all of Obamacare, good, but don't start back up where they left off. We don't want the implantable chip. That is the mark of the beast. You're not going to fool anybody. So that's what we wait for, to see if he's going to do that. show. The NFL failing miserably. Vegas failing miserably. So bring out Weinstein. That's what we have right now. Now, what I'm seeing for the rest of this month, like I knew it was going to be water. There was a war with water in New York on the 20th of last month. That was derailed. That was delayed. They got rid of the hurricane. They shoot them back out to the Atlantic. They called the truce. And all that was delayed. And then they ended up having Peace Week at the United Nations. Gag us all. And I felt fire on October 10th. Kept feeling fire. But I wasn't seeing bombs. I wasn't seeing missiles. I just kept feeling fire. And then what we got was the attack on Northern California. You know, they have this chemical, this spray. And they go over areas and they spray this chemical. And then they ignite them on fire from space. And it just decimates whole areas. And they burn so much hotter. They're not forest fires at all. I mean, it takes almost, 3,000 degrees to heat metal and they're melting cars. And then 10 feet away, a tree. There's still leaves on trees. These aren't forest fires in Northern California. These are strategic strikes, fire strikes on these areas. Now, I don't know what that's about unless it's part of the plan of birth pains before the birth, because what I'm seeing and what I've been warning about is nuclear war on the Korean Peninsula, because it's on their script. And I've been warning, you know, North Korea is not a threat to us. The whole thing is so stupid and silly. But whoever wrote this script 200, 300 years ago, they had this part where we have to blow up Korea. And it's not the Freemasons, it's the Zionists. The Zionist script calls for the blowing up of North Korean Peninsula. And so I suspect that at the end of this month, we could be, I'm not going to say at war, because I think you think a war is like soldiers fighting against each other, when literally all you got to do is go over and drop a few bombs and blow the place up. It's just destruction. So America is going to destroy Korea, probably sometime the end of this month. I'll just throw that out there. That is on the timeline we're on. And so I'll be watching. I don't even know if I'm still on the air, because something is really whacked on this end of the phone line. Let me see from all my producers in the chat room. They're my the guests in the chat room, but I call them my producers. As soon as I started talking about Korea, it just sounds like my line was immediately cut off here. Because it has to go with this whole script of the Eighth Regime coming in. And so a humming is loud. Loud humming. I don't hear humming. I don't hear anything. Can you hear me in the chat room? Somebody give me a shout out if you can hear me. Because they knocked out my Skype. They're knocking out all the ways I have to access the show. One by one. The original plan was for the birthing ritual to happen with the Hoover Dam on the border of Las Vegas and Arizona. We took that one away from them. Then they were going to nuke Phoenix, Arizona. And for some reason, they're not going with that one. They're going to nuke Korea. And so, watch for the nuking of North Korea, because that's going to be the birthing ritual of this new regime coming in. It's their birth ritual. You might also look for some kind of tsunami event, the water breaking. I don't know if they're going to go through the whole Nine Yards trilogy of an event being born, being brought to fruition, a regime. I don't know if they'll come back, swing back, and do the New York one. I don't think they have time, but they may do it somewhere else. I don't know at this point. All I'm seeing is Korea. And that's going to be the last thing they do before they arrive. Trump could be busy the next couple of weeks with the currency reset. I don't know when they're going to do that, but it's on the script. They're always pushing for it, so I don't know when he's actually going to do it. Other things, I don't know if we're still on the route for the poll flip. If they're going to nuke Korea, that could keep us on this timeline, which means the poll flip is pushed away. So, I don't know what to tell you right now. I guess we wait. Here comes the humming. And I'm getting hot, so I'm probably getting blasted by some kind of heat infrared satellite. Doesn't surprise me. I need to be in a basement in a mesh cage so I can no longer be harassed by their satellites and their gunshots. I think that's some kind of intimidation. How do you intimidate somebody that can't be intimidated? I don't know. So anyway, the Korean birthing ritual, the eighth regime coming in, I don't know. I don't see them coming in this month, which means their little birthing ritual with Korea would be at the end of this month. October 30th was the date, I think. October 30th, October 31st, because it had something to do with... there was a huge occultic date on 31st, obviously. And today is the 13th, which is 31 in reverse, so... I don't know, folks. I'll get back with you on that stuff. Just giving you an overlook of what's going on and what's coming up. I'll have more news on Monday. Anyway, be back on Monday, folks. And if you haven't supported this ministry, go to SherryShriner.com and click on the donate page, because I need your support and help to stay doing what I do. Until Monday night, everybody. God bless.